This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We will take the next question. I'm Jasmine from Melbourne, Australia. I'm a medical student. If the best bliss in paradise is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more a person sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better it is. Do women have the same chance as men of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And do women have the same chance or possibility of reaching a certain level in Jannah the same as men? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Qiyamah chapter number 75, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day the faces will be brightened when they see their Lord. In these two verses of Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the reward for the believers when their faces will be brightened when they see their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be a great reward for the believers when they see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be a great blessing for the believers. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, it is mentioned in the hadith that the believers, they will see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Friday. In another hadith, it is mentioned that when the believers are admitted into paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the believers that, do you require anything else? So the believers, they will say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given us everything. What else can we ask for? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil his face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil that is between him and the believers. And the believers in paradise, they will see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one glimpse of seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will make the believers forget about all their worries and sorrows and difficulties. And this will be the best ni'mah, the best blessing, the best gift that the believers will receive in paradise. And all the ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which talk about the believers seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not restrict this only to the men, but anyone who believes, whether the person be a male or a female, they will have the opportunity. Anyone who believes and who truly believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is a good righteous human being, whether this person be a male or female, will have the opportunity of seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be a great ni'mah, a great blessing for the believers. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may we be from among those who see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as Jannah is concerned, anyone who does good will be admitted into paradise, whether that person be a male or female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Ali Imran chapter number 3 verse number 195, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. That their Lord responded to them that he does not let the effort of any person go in vain, whether it be a male or female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah An-Nisa chapter number 4 verse number 124, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. And whosoever does good, whether that person be a male or female, they shall enter paradise and they will not be dealt with injustice, even if it be the speck on a date seed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 97, that whosoever does good, whether it be a male or female, they will be given a new life and they will be rewarded according to the best of what they used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Ghafir, chapter number 40, verse number 40, that anyone who does good, whether it be a male or female, they will enter paradise and they will be rewarded in it with bountiful reward. So from these verses of the glorious Quran, we clearly understand that the believers, they will be admitted into the gardens of paradise and they will be blessed with numerous blessings in paradise. So all those who do good deeds, those who believe and those who do good deeds, they will be admitted into the gardens of paradise, irrespective whether this person is a male or female. And the criterion for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not based on the gender of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat chapter number 49 verse number 13, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, we have created you from a single pair of a male and female and divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. And the most honored among you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you, and Allah is all-knowing, well-acquainted. The criterion for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not caste, it's not color, it's not wealth, it's not gender, but it is righteousness, it is God-consciousness, it is taqwa, it is piety. So just because a person is a male or a female, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not discriminate this person. The thing that makes an individual superior to another human being, to another individual, it is taqwa, it is God consciousness, it is piety, it is doing more of good deeds, it is doing more of righteous deeds. So anyone who does good, whether it be a male or a female, they will receive their reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that answers your question.